Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Reish. We are on the bottom of page Kuf Gimel. We're about to turn on to page 206. Siman Reish is Din HaMafsik Kedei Levarech, one who stops his achila in the middle in order to answer to a zimun. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Shlosha She'ochlu Ke'echad, three people that ate together as one. Echad mafsik al karcho l'shnayim. So if two want a bench and one is still in the middle of eating, the one must stop in the middle of his achila against his will for the two. Va'una imoim birch ha-zimun, and he has to answer with them the zimun. Va'afilu lo rotza l'hafsik, and even if he refuses to stop, he doesn't want to stop his achila, mezamnin olav, they could be mezamnin, counting him in, bein ona, bein eina ona. Whether he answers or whether he doesn't answer, either way, they can go ahead and make their zimun, kol shu omecham, so long that he's there. So the first point the Mechaber says is that three people are eating, two finish eating, one is still eating, and the two on a bench. So they can force him to answer. He has to stop eating. And whether he listens or not, they can go ahead and make the mezumen counting him in. As long as he is there, it does not matter if he answered or not. The Mechaber continues and says, Abal shnayim ein chayovin lahasik le'echad. But if only one of them finished eating, and two are still in the middle of eating, the two do not need to stop for the one. V'hilkach, and therefore, ein chiyuv zimun chal ad sheyisratzu lahasik le'echad ulevarich. And therefore the Chiyuv Zimun is not Chal until they want to stop for the one and they want a bench. V'im lo ratzu lahafsik, and if they decide they're not stopping for the one, the Zimun hu alehin, and he went ahead and was mezamein, counting them in even though they were still eating, and they did not answer, lo osa klum, he did nothing, that does not work. V'im lo ratzu lahafsik, not only is he not yotze, but if they don't want to be mafsik, afu eino rashai levarich velotzeis lashuk, he's not even allowed to go ahead and bench on his own to go out to the shuk. Ad sheyigmeru hashnayim v'yazamin aleihem. He must stay there, wait till the two finish, and make a zimun together. Shareik far nischayevu bezimun, because he's already chayev in the zimun by eating with the three people. V'heyach yivarech below zimun. How could he go ahead and bench that a zimun? So the Mechaber says that if two people finish, one is bound to the two, he must stop his achila. If he doesn't stop, they could bench, assuming he's in, even if he doesn't answer, as long as he's there, it's fine. If only one finished, then he is not allowed to force the two to stop. If they want, they could stop, as we'll see, but he can't force it. If he goes ahead and makes a zimun, and they don't answer, he's not yotzi anything. Not only can he not force them, he's actually forced to stick around until they finish, so he can make a zimun. I'd like to see two bir halachas before we see the Mishnah Berura. The first bir halacha, on page Kuf Gimel, She'ochlu Ke'echad, three people ate together. I am the Mishnah Berura, which we'll do shortly. V'inei b'shulchan aruch lo zochar klal im mayri shashnayim hayu nechutzim lotzeis. We said the two can force the third one to join them, but we didn't mention if they're in a rush. Do they really have somewhere to go? Or they just finished eating, so they want to, you know, they want a bench, but they don't really have anywhere to go. V'oz chayiv bal korcho he'echel lahafsik lem besudaso. Is it that they are in a rush to go somewhere? That's why the third one is forced against his will to be mafsik as suda to answer. Oh, afilu kashenim lechutzim. Or even if they're not in any rush, gam kein tzarech midina lahafsik lohem kashem rotzim levar bach zamazom. So ask the bialocha, gavalik akasha. We're saying over here there are two people that want a bench. So the third one is bound to their benching. He has to stop and answer their zimun. But it doesn't address why do they want a bench. Are they in a rush to get somewhere? Or just on they want a bench. That is not addressed in the Shulchan Aruch. And if you look in the Bir Halacha at the end, on page 206, on the seventh line, the last word, Hayotze Mikolza, what comes out from this discussion the Bir Halacha had, is the Heichad Ashnayim Einam Nechutzim Lotzeis. If the two are not in a rush to leave, Tzarech Iyun Im Yecholim La'achriach Lo Ha'echad She'yasek Mesudasa Lanus. So it's not clear, it's Tzarech Iyun, if they can force him to stop, if they are not in a rush to go anywhere. Ach, however, Mimidas Derech Eretz Efshadu Lukuli Alma Tzarech Lahasi B'chagavni. But Derech Eretz might dictate that according to everyone, the third person who's eating should stop. So it's not clear if they can force him if they're not in a rush, but Lamaisa, according to everyone, it would be certainly proper Derech Eretz for him to stop and to answer for their zimun. The next Bir Halacha, Devar Maschal Ad Sheyigmeru Ashnayim, This is going in the second case of the Mechaber, where one person finished eating, two people are not finished eating, he has to wait around until the two finish. Says the Beralocha, "Ad sheyigmaru hashnayim es seudasan," he has to wait for the two to finish their seuda. "Aval mishegamru es seudasan," but once the two that were still eating finish their seuda, "shuv ein lahem reshus lishos yoser," they have no permission to delay any longer. "La'akev es hashlishi hayrotze lezamin levarich." If they want to continue eating, they're allowed to continue eating. Once they finish eating, now they're bound to make the zimun right away with the person who's waiting for them. They can't just say, "Oh, we want to wait a few minutes." They can't do that. V'hochi daik losh lishna de Gemara. It's meduk this way in the language of the Gemara. The kamar ein shnayim mafsikin le'echad. Two don't have to stop their achila for one. V'hainu lahasig me'asuda dafka. All it's saying is they don't have to stop their suda, but they can't just fetch around and delay after the suda. So zakti berlocha, once the suda is done, then for sure they are bound to make a zimun with the person that was waiting for them. Says the Mishabura back on page Kuf Gimel Sif Katan Aleph, we have three people that ate together. Wrote Salomar, it means to say Sheschilu Lecho Keecha, they started their Suda together as one. The Gomru Shnayim Mehen Tchila, and two of them finished first. The Rotsim Levarech Brechas HaMazon, and they want to bench and they want to move on. So Mafsig Al Korcho Sif Katan Beis, the third person must stop against his will. Wrote Salomar, it means to say Shein Adover Tali Britsono, it's not up to him. Imrotze lahasik misudasa v'lanos, if he wants to stop his suda and answer their benching or not, elo min adin mechuyev lazeh. Rather, the halacha dictates that he is required to stop eating. Kevan shehem rabim negdo, since they are the majority, ain't srichim lahamtin alav, they do not have to wait for him, they can force him to answer to their zimun. Sivkotan gimel bein eina una, whether he gets upset about it, he refuses to answer, or he does answer, either way, they are fine. Sivkotan gimel ratzalomar means to say, Sha'afal Pikein, even if he decides not to answer, Haim Yotzim Yedei Zimun, they are still Yotze, their Chiv of Zimun, Kevan Shu Omecham, since he's standing there, Vishomeani hears, Viyochalanos, and he's able to answer. Ula Fuke Kishiyotza Lachutz, that's coming to exclude a case where he's outside, like we saw earlier in Simen Kutz Adidalitz at Beis, if he's not there, they can't count him into the Zimun. If he's there, he refuses to answer, then he can be counted in the Zimun. Mio, however, who bevade in a yotze? If he sits there and doesn't answer, so their yotze, their zimun, but he is not yotze, his zimun. Elu im kein hisik v'ona imohim. Unless he stops his suda and he answers their zimun, otherwise he has not satisfied his chiyuv. An interesting shaila they bring down in note number one. O ba'ofen shashlishi acha yerek. So we learned earlier, at least according to one shita, when you have a zimun of three, two ate bread and one ate a vegetable, they can count him into the zimun. Was a machlokas, but let's go. The minhag olam is we give him a vegetable. He counts as number three. Let's say the person refuses to join the zimun. He's the only one eating. Is eating a vegetable? Can they force him into the zimun like the mechaber is discussing? If three ate bread, so two can force the third one to answer. What if the third one only ate a vegetable? Will he be able to be counted in against his will? Interesting shaila. He says of ofen shashlishi acha yerek. Will he count together as a third one if he doesn't answer? Maybe only one who's actually chayiv in the zimun. The chayiv lanos, and he really needs to answer. Then mizamnin olof afal pi she'enu makayim chiyuvo. Even though he's not following orders, but lemaisi is chayiv in zimun. He's chayiv to answer, so therefore it counts for the other two. Aval mi she'enu chayiv bezimun, one who's not really chayiv in zimun at all. Imkein kol tzeirufo hu rakish ona imahim. So then maybe the only way he combines is when he actually joins in by answering with them, baruch she'achalnu. V'lochein kesheinu ona, and therefore if that's true, if he refuses to answer, yutachin she'enu mitzarf, he won't join together. O shem edai bekach she'yochal anos b'teishi yitzarif. Or is it enough, the fact that he can join the zimun, so if he doesn't answer, that's good enough. Again, the question is a very interesting shaila. We said three people ate bread, two could force the third one, even if he doesn't want to answer, but since he ate bread, he doesn't answer, they still get their zimun. What if the third one only ate a vegetable? Do we say, since he's not really chayiv in zimun, so only if he answers, he counts. If he doesn't answer, he doesn't count. Or do we say, no, since he could answer, even if he doesn't answer, they could throw him in, and that's left off as a question. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayikra Sifkat and Dalud, ein chiyuv zimun chol. This is going in the second case of the Mechaber. We said two can't be forced by the one. If two are eating, they do not have to stop for the one. The Mechaber said, Hilkach ein chiyuv zimun chol ad she yisratzu lahafsik le'echol uvorich. The chiyuv zimun is not chal until they want to stop. So the Mishabura points out, haloshen megumgum, the language is a little not clear over here, it's a little messed up, ktas. The akavana, what it means to say is, the ein chayovim atel lezamin ma'echad. All the Mechaber means to say is, they do not need to stop eating to make a mezumun with him. But if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Oz Gimel, he says, it can't be like the Mechaber says, there's no Chiyuv Zimun. The Chiyuv Zimun Chol Me'es HaSchol HaSasuda. Like we learned earlier, the Chiyuv Zimun was already there. So you can't say like the Mechaber writes, that the din is, Hilkach Ein Chiyuv Zimun Chal until then. The Chiyuv Zimun's Chal already. Just they're not required to stop and make a mezumin when he wants to if they're still eating. That's what the Mechaber means, says the Mishabura. Sivkotan hey, ain't no Rashai. But this one person who finished eating is not allowed to go ahead and make a mezumin when they don't want it. Habach cholei kalzeh. The Bach argues in this Mechaber. Vidaito, in his opinion, is the ein chiyuv zimun chol ad sheyigmeru kol ashlosha esudasim. Zokta Bach, the chiyuv zimun, in fact, did not start. It does not start until all three finish their suda. The alkein, and therefore kodim shegamru ashnayim, before the two finish, rashai ha'echad levarach b'fnei asma v'lotzeis. The opposite of the Mechaber. The Mechaber said the one who finished eating cannot stop his suda and bench and leave while the other two are eating. He must wait. Zok Tabach, it's not true. The Chiyav Zimun doesn't start until all three finish eating. So if only one finished eating and they're still eating, there's no Chiyav Zimun. He could bench and he could disappear. The Tiko Amogin Avram Lahalocha, and the Amogin Avram brings down this Bach Lahalocha. Aval Kol HaAchronim Chol Kumalov. However, all the Achronim argue on the Amogin Avram who brings the Bach. V'daitam k'ashulchan aruch, all the achronim agree with the Mechaber. The mikevon she'eschilu lechol biyachar chal miyad chov ha'zimun aloyam. Once you start eating together, the chiyuv zimun is already chal on you. V'ein shum echon mehem shegomer sudoso kodem rashay levar b'fnei asma v'lotzeis. And not any one of them is allowed, if he finished eating earlier, to bench and to leave. He's not allowed to. Miu, however, im hayo davar nochutz miyot, if he has something very important to tend to, shon negeya lehefsin mamam v'kadoma, for example, he's going to lose a lot of money, he has to run to a business deal. Efsher sheyesh lahokel lahoecha levar b'fnei asma kodem shegomer rashnayim sudoso v'lotzeis. Maybe in that case, when he really has to go for an important reason, maybe we would allow him to bench by himself and to go out to take care of business and ruin the zimun. Ach, however, ba'ofen zeh, if that's the case where he has to run to a meeting, tov yoser she'ashnayim yisnagu bazelath nimishu asadin, really the other two who are eating, they're not mechuyev to stop, but really they should act above and beyond the letter of the law. V'yavsikim misu'udah, so they should stop their suda. V'yazamin aleim, and they should join the zimun. And the Shaar Tzion and Ozayin brings down two reasons for this. Echa, number one, The Bahag says ve'atiku asmag and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and the smag and Rabbeinu Yeruchim bring down the Bahag. Mashma de lefnim mishuras adin tzarach tamid lahasik af shnayim lechem. That really, if lefnim mishuras adin always dictates that the two have to stop for the one. So that's one reason why they should stop. It's always an inyan to keep lefnim mishuras adin and help out the one guy who wants to leave. V'kam belav hochi. And anyway, another reason is, halo yitzarchu lechapes achar kach achar od echad min ashuk sheyitzarif iman lezimun. Otherwise, if they don't stop for him, he's in a rush. He has to go anyway to a very important meeting. If they don't stop, now when they want a bench, they have to start looking for a third guy. Ukadiliel, because they have a chiyuv zimun on them. V'imkein, and if so, yoser toshi yafsiku hem lo'echad sh'ochlem hem biyachad. Therefore, it's in their best interest to stop now, lefnim mishur asadim, make a zimun. That way, when they want a bench, they can just bench. They don't have to look for a third person. Otherwise, if he leaves, and he's allowed to leave, it's a shas atchak, he's allowed to leave. So they're going to be up the creek now. When they finish eating, they have to start searching now for a third person. Says the Mishabura Vaiter, we are now up to Sivkotan. Oh, that's it. That was the Shaar Tzion in Zion. There is one other note I wanted to bring out over here, and that is note number two. On the Mishabura that said, Ein Chiyuv Zimun Chal, that there's no Chiyuv Zimun that's Chal. Again, when one person finished eating, he can't force the other two to stop. The Mishabura said, Loshen is Megumgum, and it means to say, Ein Chayovim Atel Lezamein Im Ha'echad. They're not Mechuyuv to make the Zimun with the one. So in note number two, he writes, a very important thing, Achein Im Ha'echad Hu Avihem, an exception. If the one person who finished is the father of the two who are still eating. O Rabbim Shalashnaim, or it's the Rebbe that finished, and there are two Talmidim that are still eating. The Shari Tshuva brings down Mishne Berkiyosa Shemuchuyovim Heim Lahafsik Avurav Nekfodo. Then the two Talmidim or the two sons would be required, because of the honor of their father, the Rebbe, to stop and to answer for him to be able to leave. And then he says, "Ubeofen shashnayim gomru leechol." In a scenario where two people finish eating, "Vehagodol bechachma adayin beemtza achilaso," the greatest one of the three is still in the middle of eating. Normally, we require the third one to stop and join the other two. The Mishabu writes later on, we'll see it tomorrow, Mitzvashem, "Sheeinu mechuyavim lahamtin lo." Even though he's the greatest, the regular rules apply, and the two that finish, even though the third one's the greatest, they can force the greatest one to join them in the Zimun. We will stop here and continue with Hashem tomorrow with Sid Beis.
That's a hardcore place to stand. That's a hardcore place to stand.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.